Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Huttle. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel, and I wonder, did you ever try to concentrate on your work when your stomach feels upset? It's pretty hard, isn't it? Well, there's just no point in putting up with that discomfort when you can enjoy wonderfully prompt and effective relief just by drinking a glass of Alka-Seltzer. Yes, ladies, Alka-Seltzer really helps you feel better. You see, it reduces excess stomach acidity. It relieves that stuffy, too-full feeling. And Alka-Seltzer soothes and settles an unsettled stomach. Helps you feel more comfortable in a matter of minutes. Now, that sounds mighty welcome, doesn't it? But let's face it, you'll never really appreciate Alka-Seltzer until you've tried it for yourself. So, do try it. Get Alka-Seltzer at the drug counter, and the next time your stomach feels upset, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
McGee, I'm home.
Oh, hi, kiddo. Where were you?
Over at Toops' house. Mabel was helping me fit a dress.
Oh?
See, I was crossing the street down there a while ago, and you know what I found lying in the gutter?
What, Uncle Dennis? Don't tell me Uncle Dennis is back in town.
Of course not. I didn't.
Because the last letter we had from him was Kansas City, and he said they had the most comfortable gutters of any town
McGee,
in the middle.
McGee, will you stop it?
Okay. Just kidding. Just making a joke. What'd you find?
Look, somebody's brand new license plate. 1956.
Must fell off some guy's car, huh?
Evidently. Maybe there'll be an ad in the paper about it or something. You know, lost and found. I'll save it.
Boy, some poor guy's going to be in trouble with his license lost.
Yeah, it's too bad, but I don't know any way to track the man down, even if I had time, which I haven't.
Ah, but there is a way to track him down, my dear. The proper thing to do is to take this license plate right down to the Auto License Bureau right now and turn it in.
The License Bureau? Way downtown?
Well, sure, they got records down there. They can look up who the owner is and get in touch with the guy.
Well, maybe tomorrow. I've got to get some green thread and get back to Mabel's house. That dress...
Tomorrow? Oh, Molly, do you realize that some poor guy is driving around right now with only one license plate, taking a chance on getting arrested?
I know, but I've got things to do.
Or even worse, maybe he's sitting at home afraid to go out.
Oh.
Suppose this plate belongs to a guy that his wife is sick, need a doctor, immediately. Suppose he's afraid to go to get the doctor because he's only got one license plate and he might get arrested. The wife gets worse. She begs for help. She's crying.
Oh, come in.
And all because you put off returning it in time for...
Hi, Mr. McGee. Hi, Miss McGee.
Oh, hello, Deanie.
Come in, dear.
Sit down, Deanie.
Put off what, Mr. McGee? Returning what? What'd you put off?
Huh?
Oh, we were talking about a license, Deanie. I found one this morning.
Yeah, a 1956 license, Deanie. Mrs. McGee found one...
You know what?
Hmm?
I bet you it's Mr. McAllister's license you found, I bet you.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Mr. McAllister.
Oh.
Mr. McAllister lost his license around town someplace last week.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. And he's afraid to go anywhere without it because he might get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See what I told you, Molly?
Good.
Oh, boy. I bet you it's his license, I bet you.
Well, I hope it is. I'll tell you what you do, sis. You have this McAllister get in touch with us right away.
And the sooner the better.
Yeah, have him give us a ring, Teeny, this afternoon. We can read the number to him on the phone, and if it's his license, he can come over and pick it up and... What's the matter?
That's silly, Mr.
What's
McGee.
What's silly about it?
Mr. McAllister can't call you on the phone. He hasn't got a dime.
Oh, he hasn't?
Well, in that case, he can...
And besides, dogs can't make phone calls.
Dogs?
Oh?
You mean Mr. McAllister?
Freddy, Fuller, Scotty.
Oh.
Yeah. Gee, I thought everybody in the neighborhood knew Mr. McAllister, mister.
No, I'm afraid we've had the pleasure of not knowing Freddy Fuller's dog, sis.
And it's been nice, too. Besides, the license I found is an auto license.
Yeah, this is it right here,
Oh, no, that isn't Mr. McAllister's license, no. He lost a little bitty one that hangs around his neck.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I'll tell him you're trying, though. I have to go back to school now, but you keep looking, Miss McGee. Keep looking.
All right, dear.
Yeah, she
and
will.
If you find Mr. McAllister's license, you call me and I'll bring him right over. He'll give you a reward, I betcha. 2 bones, maybe, or maybe a piece of the laundryman's pants. I'll see that you get a reward, okay?
Yeah, well, goodbye, Teeny. Goodbye.
Bye.
Gabby kid. Well, you run and get your hat and coat on, Molly, and I'll drive you down to the license bureau and return this plate.
Look, sweetheart, why don't you do it for me? You be the hero.
I don't feel that is the right way to do this, Molly. I feel, my dear, that you should see for yourself how these things are handled. Give yourself a lesson in good citizenship. Because a good citizen thinks of his fellow citizens, and when a citizen finds a license plate that a fellow citizen has lost a citizen...
Oh, all right, go back the car out. But the next time I see a license lying in the gutter...
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
You mothers know how essential good nutrition is for a child to develop good teeth, strong bones, and a healthy body. But you may not know that you cannot always depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins for good nutrition. That holds true for children and adults, and a shortage of vitamins is one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. So why not do as many mothers do? Safeguard the vitamin health of your family by fortifying your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Low-cost one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy to take, too, and they include vitamin B12. Next time you're in the drugstore, pick up a package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Sure, I know you're right, dearie. It is the nice thing to do to try to get the license plate back to the man who lost it.
Sure it is. Good citizenship.
It's just that I had so many things I wanted to do.
Hello there, Molly. McGee.
Oh, hi, Doc.
Hello, Dr. Gamble.
What are you kids doing down here? If you're trying to get a 3-day extension on your driver's license because you were sick 3 days last year and didn't use it, sonny...
No. Never mind the comical remarks, George. We're here on business.
We came down to turn in a lost license plate, Doctor.
Oh?
Or a found one, to be exact. Molly picked it up lying in the street in front of Toopsis.
Really?
Yep.
What was Molly doing lying in the street in front of Toopsis? Oh, you mean the license plate was lying in the street. I thought you meant Molly.
You know darn well what I meant, lard bucket.
Sure I do. I just couldn't resist that reverse English of yours, rum-dum. Is that the license there, Molly? 431J902, huh?
Yeah, brand new, too, Doctor.
Some poor guy needs this license plate, so we're just doing our duty as good citizens by turning it over to the state. They can look up their records, find out whose it is, and send it back to the guy, right?
Well, it's a noble thought anyhow, sonny. Good luck with it.
Huh?
Well, I better run along, kids. Got a very pleasant operation waiting for me at the hospital.
A pleasant operation?
Yes. I'm going to remove a pretty blonde nurse from a desk on the 3rd floor and take her to dinner. Miss Cuddleton.
Ah, you. Tell her hello for us, Doctor, and have fun.
Thanks, Molly. I'll try.
Look at that waddle on him, will you? The big economy-sized wolf. Boy, that's one Romeo that wasn't built in a day because...
Oh, come on, McGee.
Okay.
Let's go turn in this license plate.
And you say you found this license, sir?
No, my wife did. The line in the street. The license plate was lying in the street, not my wife.
I understand. And you want us to find who lost the plate and return it to him?
That's right, sir. You do have a list of those names, don't you?
Oh, yes. The department does have a record of every license issued, of course. They're in the main office in the state capitol, and...
You can't look it up right now, huh?
Oh, no. All our records went in some weeks ago, sir. I'll have to send this plate to the main office, and...
Well, it don't matter to us how you handle it, Bud, just as long as the guy gets his license.
Yes, if we can save some poor fella $20 or $30, it's well worth the trouble of coming down here.
You betcha.
Oh, you're thinking of the original cost of the plates, madam. The cost of replacing plates that have been lost is only $3.
$3?
Yes, when your plates are lost, you see, all you do is fill out Form 688, attach a $3 fee, and mail it in. We ship new plates to you.
Oh, I see.
Hmm.
Well, even so, we save some poor guy $3 anyhow, Molly. Right, Bud?
Oh, possibly, if he hasn't already ordered new plates by now.
Hmm.
It'll take the department about 30 days to track down his name, and by that time...
30 days?
Oh, at least, sir. But we'll do our best. Oh, Charlie, ship this license plate to the main office right away, will you? People found it, and they want to turn...
Well, this really was a heartwarming experience.
Hmm? Well, come on, let's go home. My gosh, you try to be a good citizen. Try to do somebody a favor. Watch the steps, Molly.
I see that. My goodness. I could have been over at Mabel Toops's and had my dress all finished, started...
Hey, hello there, kids! Hi, daughter! Hi, Johnny!
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hi.
Hey, what were you doing in the license bureau, kids? Buying some new license plates to replace the one you lost?
No, quite the contrary, Mr. Oldtimer.
Yeah, Molly found one this morning, and we just turned it in. What the heck ever made you think I lost the license plate?
Well, now, I'll tell you what gave me that notion, Johnny. I seen your car sitting across the street there, you see.
Right where I left it, sure.
And I seen your new license plate in the back there, 431J902, it says. And around the front, I seen a couple of loose bolts and no license.
What? 431?
So I said to myself, Johnny's lost his license, I
said. Oh, no. Oh, for the love of... 431J902.
Yes, heavenly day.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't we look at our own car?
Dad, rat it, I haven't had them license plates long enough to know the numbers. Come on, let's get back in there, quick. Of all the silly idiotic. All this is just...
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Having fun is good for you.
Feel good so you can enjoy your fun.
When you feel all in, all over with a headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, that's when you should take Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz up and become a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. And this is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately.
Try it. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
All drugstores sell Alka-Seltzer.
Brad, where's that other guy, the one I was talking to? I was talking to another guy at this window.
If you refer, sir, to Mr. Crowney, he's gone home. I'm here all alone.
Well, I don't know why I can't make you understand this mess, Bud. Look, my wife found a license plate. Only I lost it, and we turned it in here because when we found it, we didn't know we lost it.
And we feel that the lost plate which I found...
Which I lost...
...is rightfully our plate, and we want it.
Back. Is that clear?
Sir, we have a regular procedure for lost license plates. If you will merely fill out Form 688 and attach $3 thereto and mail it in...
I don't want to fill out form anything. You got my license plate, and by George...
McGee,
hmm?
Pay the $3 and let's go home.
I give up. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. As always, the old-timer and Dr. Gamble were played by Bill Thompson and Arthur Q. Bryant. Barney Phillips was the man at the License Bureau. This is John Wald inviting you back tomorrow for another chuckle or two with Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Today, listen to One Man's Family on most NBC radio stations.